with Fodge and Rach. Fodge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Ford Macquarie.
Let's go!
Dean McCarthy in a little bit later on with Hollywood Gossip. We love getting that.
We're also going to tell you how you can get away from the cold weather and get to somewhere nice and warm.
It is cold at the moment.
Yeah, it is.
If I'm honest, I'm sick of the cold.
I think it is? We just need a weekend. We need the weekend to come so that we can sleep in a little bit longer and not have to get up when it's freezing at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We've actually got a pretty mental weekend coming up.
I know. We're bloody everywhere.
So we'll be at Harvey Norman Computers on the Saturday. 10 till 2.
Slice of Haven, 10 till 2 on the Sunday.
Yeah, so we're going to be...
everywhere.
No days off.
You never get away from us this weekend.
Also, loads of other cool stuff, of course. Hit review today.
It's a Thursday.
With your chance to get some tickets to Majestic Cinemas, and that means that, I mean, the new Solo film's out. Been savaged by the critics.
Yeah, I call bollocks. I feel like that is going to be the best one out of all the new...
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's a big call.
I'm most looking forward to seeing that one out of all of the new ones because do you want to know why?
Why?
It doesn't change the storyline. It doesn't add on to the storyline. It's just a prequel.
But
I'm happy with prequels.
But Han...
Yeah, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the... What was it? The first one after The Force Awakens, that one. If you haven't seen that, don't listen right now.
Nah.
You can't kill off a main character.
Of course you can.
No.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah. No, Game of Thrones is different. They've done it from the beginning. That's fine. Star Wars you can't just make a new movie and then be like, that person dies. And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
This was meant to be a brief... interlude.
I'm sorry, I get annoyed.
To talk about what's coming up. But let me tell you right now. No, hang on, wait. Let me turn this right down. Harrison Ford wanted Han Solo to die.
Well, that's all I'm going to say. I did not.
No,
I was not ready for that. No one was ready for that kind of an impact.
It's okay.
They ruined it.
Okay. Should Mufasa have died?
Yes, because it had some sort of a thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's all very, very controversial.
His son, and just added it on, just plonked it on to the end of the whole thing.
I put up with you. It's okay for Mufasa to die, but it's not okay for Han Solo.
It has reason in the story, and it was part of the original script. Han Solo dying is not part of the original. Oh my God, I get so frustrated. It's only 6 o'clock in the morning. You're in trouble today. This is how amped up I am.
Can I educate you?
Yeah.
He wanted to be killed off in Return of the Jedi, and it was actually in the original script.
But they didn't do it. They didn't go with it.
No.
Because they knew it would be an uproar. There needed to be a happy ending to finish the whole thing off. But no, they continued it and then ruined it. All right, I'm stopping now.
Today's going to be a very interesting day, folks. Bodge and Rage for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. It's going to be mental. 6:07. Good morning.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Rachel.
I have a question for you.
Does it have a simple yes or no answer?
Nah.
I didn't think it would.
Does it ever?
Sometimes it does.
I saw a story yesterday, and as per usual, I cannot find that same story now. So I'm going to try and remember what
it
said.
That's okay. Tell me about it.
Basically, there was a tourist that was in Loch Ness over in Scotland and was at the lake and was taking video footage, saw something sparkling, shining off the water, and noticed that it wasn't the sun reflecting off the water. And then she saw movement, and then she saw what she believed to be the Loch Ness Monster.
Now, I saw this story, and I think it was a child with a teacher, if I'm right, or something along those lines.
Something like that.
Yeah, so she was just filming it because they wanted some footage of the lake.
She has video footage of it, apparently. I haven't seen the video footage. I don't know if it's been released.
Well, this is how I believe that they're saying they saw something because apparently they sat there for hours waiting
to
for
watch.
Something else and nothing else happened. So they're like, oh, we sat here for hours. We got this little bit, but, you know, that'll get looped and chucked on telly. Mm-hmm. No problem. So probably make a bit of money.
Question that I want to ask you.
Hmm.
Do you believe
in
the Loch Ness Monster?
No, absolutely not. I believe in Nessie.
Nessie is the Loch Ness Monster.
No.
Are you saying that because she's not a monster?
She's not a monster. No, you are deplorable, you are. Just because you don't understand Nessie, you're going to call her a monster.
No, I don't mean it.
She's a beautiful, sea creature. Okay.
So you okay? You believe in Nessie?
I don't. I know Nessie.
You know Nessie.
I know Nessie.
Have you seen Nessie?
I've seen pictures.
You've never been to Europe, mate.
No. She kind of looks like this out of the water.
So like, she looks like your forearm.
She kind of looks. You know the
your hand if making you, a beaking point.
If you looked at the Salt Bay guy, if he did that out of the water, put his arm out of the water and did Salt Bay.
Are you saying Nessie's Salt Bay?
He looks like the Salt Bay. That's what the picture looks like. That's what the picture looks like.
It legit does.
Just like that.
Look, I'd like to think that Nessie's head is bigger than your hand. So we've decided.
What would it be? Like a dinosaur that somehow
she's kind
did all right?
Of, she looks like a Diplodocus dinosaur, but with flippers. As if you don't know what a Diplodocus dinosaur is.
I just,
so they're
I'm
the really
surprised
tall ones.
You said a big word. But
thank you.
What I reckon's happened is this.
What?
There's,
oh,
a lot of, there's a lot of animals and stuff in this world.
Yep.
And crocodiles and that, right, they're proper dinosaurs. They were around back then.
So are birds.
Yeah, but they go, oh, but all the dinosaurs were
and
killed.
Sharks.
They were killed by the meteor. What about the ones in the water?
What about...
Oh, the ones on the land, I get
Megalodon.
That.
Megalodon.
Well, see, now, here is the thing. I believe Megalodon's still out and about. That, at least 10 of them.
That ocean is too big and too deep for us to know everything that is in there.
People,
Nessie's real. Megalodon's real. Aliens are probably real too. Should we go that far?
Yeah, you've gone a bit far.
Aliens are real.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Hit me with it.
You want to know, don't you?
Yes.
There's been a lot of controversy on my Facebook page.
The last couple of days.
Every year I have the same problem. I release a list.
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Are you the Billboard Hot 100?
It's the top five.
Right.
Okay. And at some years I've released the top 10 just so that people see the back end
right.
of the...
Okay.
What it is it's the official list, my official list of famous women that I'm in love with.
Right.
Okay. And
do they have to be from a specific genre?
Can they be
music, TV?
Can be music, TV, film, anything. Commercials.
Oh,
I don't
yep.
care.
Okay.
Okay, so look, just to put it into a bit of perspective on how the list can change, because it's rolling updates, and if there's a significant change in the list, I do update it a couple of times a year if I have to, but I try and leave it at once a year. I've been doing it for the last 8 years.
Before we get into the list itself, what are the categories like? Does it go on just women that you're attracted to? Is it because they're smart that you're attracted to them? Like, do you have any guidelines as to why you choose these women?
No guidelines.
I love you. You're on the list.
Pretty
much.
It's all done. You know when you get you get just those instinctual urges, okay? And you just follow them. You go, bang, right, you're on the list. So... when I put the list together, I try and not think about who's been on the list before. I try and think about who should be on the list
this
now.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if you've had you had people on the list now that were on the list before?
Well, let me put it to you this way, okay? Nigella Lawson is a past number one of the top five.
Okay.
She's a past number one. A lot of people were... they were surprised she didn't even make top five. But she did
this
make...
This year?
She's made top 20. So I made up the top 20 and then I whittled it down
to 5. What made her slip? Is it just because other people are better?
Just lack of being around, basically.
Oh, Nigella, it's just the way it is.
Amelia Clark, I mean, there's no Game of Thrones season this year, so she misses out. I haven't seen her.
Solo.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, have I? And
so does that mean this list can change for this year?
Well, if it changes substantially, if I feel it needs to be updated, I will change it probably back end of the year. But I dare say... that it would have to change pretty substantially.
Give me the good stuff.
Okay,
who's on the list?
I'll tell you the other person who's not on the list. There was a big outcry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two more. There was Kimmy Schmidt, the girl plays her, whose name I forget.
You've forgotten her name.
She was on there last year. It's all right. Whatever. That's why she's not on the list. Jennifer Lawrence was on there.
Jennifer Lawrence is always on my list.
She was on there 2 years ago.
All right,
ago.
Top five.
Okay.
Who've we got? Number five. Starting from number five and going down. Yep.
Number five was Zooey Deschanel.
Yes, good choice.
And she's made top five for the last
four
years.
If you're not sure who Zooey Deschanel is, she was in the TV show New Girl, and she was also in the movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, but she was blonde in that. Didn't really fancy her when she was blonde. She
you like brunette. Her with her brunette hair. Okay, number four.
I'll skip from four and three to two because there's a
Why?
Bit of this because there's controversy.
But you're doing
around
it in the wrong order, mate. We need to do it in the right
Just
order.
Bear with me. There's a method
no,
to the madness.
You're confusing
Just trust
people.
Me. All right. Well, four and three are both girls that are on TV ads for cars. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So number four is the girl from the Ford ad.
Oh, she's number four.
She's number four. So Ooh. She's actually slipped down from three this year because she's been overtaken by another girl from another car ad, which I can't say because I found out she's...
Oh, you mean the girl from...
No. Come on, mate. No, you're not, you promised me you wouldn't ruin that. That's not...
The girl from the...
No. Come on. Now, she's local.
Who's
you
number
can't
two?
Do it. I didn't know until
Who's
yesterday.
Who's number two?
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Now this is
Tina Fey's come and gone for me.
This is where you need to see that I'm a deeper person, okay? Because Tina Fey, in a Hollywood sense, is she's a nerd, okay? She's very nerdy. She's old.
Yeah.
She's like nearly 50, actually. Would you believe?
But you'd still marry her.
Oh, absolutely.
Love her.
She's a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
She could tell me I love her, and I would say I know, and she would swoon. Because that's a Han Solo reference, and she'd get around
God,
it.
God, number one.
Number one
yep.
For 2 years running now.
Yes.
And I think it'd be very hard to knock this one off.
I'm excited.
Sarah Rafferty, better known as...
Donna
from Suits.
I'm proud of you.
I'm in love with Donna from Suits.
I am very proud of you.
And no one can take that away. Meghan Markle, I mean, she didn't even make top 10.
No, Donna's way better. Well, I mean, I'm really, really sad that you're number three, the girl from that particular ad.
Mm. But she's quite kind of zany and like I kind of don't mind her. I think she's quite nice. But then this is where the issue happened.
Yep.
Yesterday.
Yep.
People were messaging me saying that they were, they're like, she's local, right? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. So I almost took the list down, but I thought, no, stick to it. You've done this for 8 years. Stick to the list. You put it up. You've set
Stay
it in
with
stone.
The list.
I'm not going to change it.
Sarah Rafferty, number one.
That's right.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
It is time to welcome none other than Dean McCarthy to the show. Morning.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How are we?
We're going all right. It's very cold here. It was about 3 degrees when I woke up. But...
Yeah, what's it like over in LA, Dean? Make us jealous.
Well, actually, it's an overcast day today. They call it June gloom, but it started early. We're only in May. So, my spray tan wasted on this gloomy weather.
He's doing this to make us feel better.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay thinking that everyone in LA is having a gloomy day today.
Okay.
Dean, Men in Black, a spin-off, and Liam Neeson, please, please help us. What is going on?
Can we discuss this? This is the best thing ever. He will play, now they've not given really much about the plot of the new film, but he will essentially play the head of the MIB Men in Black agency.
Yes.
Which you can just see him in that role, can't you?
Yeah.
Like, he just has that boss type thing going on. So I don't know who'll be called back. I'm sure Will Smith will be in there somewhere along the way. But he will play this role. He was trying to move away from these type of roles, but I guess he's decided to kind of come back for one last hit. I can't wait. It's apparently starting to film in June, like next month. So stay tuned for the MIB.
The good thing about that is I remember them saying Chris Hemsworth was going to be in it as well. How cool would that be?
Don't even tempt me.
I know.
I can't do with that. Okay, another movie that we're really, really keen for, of course, Ocean's 8, which is the... Ocean's 8 was the all-female cast.
Bit of disharmony, I hear.
Yeah, what's going on, Dean?
Okay, apparently, rumour on the street is there's a bit of drama. You know I love a drama.
Drama.
This is what I've heard. Essentially, that the cast are kind of not getting along, some of them, and it's been very difficult to get them all together for the press days and the junkets and the media and all these kind of the interviews, and that is what's happening. But apparently Sandra Bullock is the one that is like the peacekeeper, getting everyone back together because, you know, she is the most loved person in the world, so not surprised by this at all. You know what? All of that aside, this movie looks so good.
I feel like the cast is that good. Like, you've got Rihanna, you've got Sandra Bullock, you've got Anne Hathaway. The cast of this movie is just that good that I feel like if they're not able to get together on the press tour, it's probably just just because they're all so busy.
It's probably true.
See, I love you. You're looking for the silver line. I can see that as an actual...
Where is he?
Dean.
He's gone.
Dean. No!
Did he drop out? Do you know what I reckon, though?
Have.
I reckon Anne Hathaway's the problem.
Have we lost you?
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we've got you.
I reckon Anne Hathaway's the problem. I've heard she's an ass to work with.
Are you joking?
No, not at all. I've heard, absolutely, absolutely heard she's terrible to work with.
She is like my favourite. My favourite. How do you know this? Who said this?
I read it on an email.
Oh, go away.
Oh,
Bodger, I'm not believing you. Dean, just before we let you go, I did just want to mention something else as well. Ariana Grande is rumoured to be dating Pete Davidson, who is apparently from... Saturday Night Live. He's a regular, but people have been speculating over Mac Miller, her ex-boyfriend, got a DUI, and they're all people were jumping down Ariana Grande's throat, saying that it was all her fault.
Yep, they were. This is what happened. So he got pulled over, DUI. Actually, I think he hit something and then did like a runner from the scene.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is all a week after it was revealed that he and Ariana Grande had broken up. Now, some Twitter trolls, you know those people that just go online and just write evil things? Well, someone went online and slammed Ariana, saying that, you know, essentially that this is kind of her fault. She came back saying how you could, her exact words, how absurd that you would minimize female self-respect and self-worth by saying that I should have stayed in a toxic relationship. She hit back. You know, she does not play around. Ariana Grande is a very smart, very, very highly intelligent person. And she hit back at this person saying that it was a very toxic relationship. And out of total respect, she never discussed that. And that she still prays that he gets the help that he needs. So she took the high road.
Oh, I love her so, so much. But she is just, I love it when they actually address the issue at hand, get it over and done with. We're like, yep, let's have a chat about it. This is why I didn't say it. I didn't want to be this type of a person. Now you've made me do it. Yeah. Boom, it's settled. You're done. Ari, I bow to you.
Exactly.
I love her so much.
Exactly.
Dean, thank you so much. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bodge and Rach on the Mid-North Coast, see it.
Hey, I saw something this morning, Rachel, which I don't mind. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Health experts are saying that it's time for junk foods to carry graphic warnings similar to cigarette packets to combat the obesity epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about something like that? You go to tuck into a Twinkie and there's, like, you know, a gruesome little picture on there.
I'm not sure. I'm a little bit...
Do you know what...
I'm a little bit on the fence with this one.
Well, look, I'll tell you what the pictures will be. Okay, so, like, say, a damaged human heart covered in, like, a yellowish fat from too much junk food would turn people off, you know, eating unhealthy fried chips and burgers and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that's the example.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if I'd tuck into something that's got that on the front, but
it would probably persuade me to not eat it. But I think the thing with me is they're putting junk food and cigarettes in the same category, and I feel like junk food, if you eat junk food once in a blue moon, if you have it as part of your balanced diet, it will not kill you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're not the people they're trying to reach, though.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's the healthy way to have them. Whereas cigarettes, if you smoke them once in a blue moon, they will still cause you cancer. Do you know what I mean? They are still...
I mean, there's an argument that junk food in general is full of so many chemicals and things to keep it, you know, preserved, that regardless of whether you have it once in a blue moon or not, it's still not great for the body. So I think the reasoning is that, I mean, I know people that, I don't know if they still do, but I knew that they drank like a 2-litre bottle of Coke a day.
My mum was addicted to Coca-Cola when I was growing up. She had she went through a 2-litre bottle of Coca-Cola a day.
Yeah, right.
It was bad. She was addicted to the caffeine in it.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I can totally understand that.
Yeah. Well, caffeine is very addictive.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a coffee here and that's what gets me started in the day. So, but this is what health experts are saying, and the Cancer Council are on board with the study as well, that, you know, use of graphic warnings, they found, like decayed teeth or fatty hearts, that sort of stuff, it worked. They trialled it on people, obviously.
Yeah.
as they do, and people were less likely to go for those sorts of foods.
I watch a program called My 600 Pound Life, and it's on TLC on Foxtel.
I don't know what that is.
So basically, it's a documentary that follows 600 pound, like that's how much they weigh. People, and most of them, the documentary is filmed in the US.
Yes.
And it goes through their pattern, how they got to where they are, how they got to be as heavy as they are. Most of them are going for the gastric band surgery.
Yes.
And the doctor will usually tell them they need to lose 100 pounds before they're even accepted for this surgery. And I can understand that it is actually a health problem that they go through, and it's something that they need to overcome. And the way that they think about food, and a lot of other people, the way that a lot of other people think about food is unhealthy, and they just don't. They don't. A lot of them don't eat vegetables because they don't like them. So
the epidemic in the US is like, I've been there 3 times, and it is worse than you might think. It is crazy.
That's
town.
What I mean. So, I know that I sit here and say, oh, I'm not sure about it. But then when I think about that, maybe this alternative to post those graphic images on junk food, maybe that's the only way to actually help them.
I think, if anything, it will bring to, like, if I'm going to have a block of chocolate or something and then I see a picture of that, it's going to be a subliminal message to me going, yeah, well, maybe I'll have just one line.
Yeah.
I'm going to have more than that, obviously, but I'm going to think to myself, just one line.
Well, you mean it puts it in the back of your mind, even if people decide to disagree with it, it is in the back of your
mind. I'm all for it because it's not saying you can't have this much. It's just reminding you what that product can do if you have too much of it.
I think I just feel like graphic imaging around eating food, it deters people. Like, oh, that's obviously what they're trying to do, but I just don't know whether it's... That's where it's supposed to be.
If they put it on a block of chocolate, a heart with, like, you know, gunk around it or whatever, I'm still going to eat the chocolate, let's be honest. And it's the same with cigarette smokers. Like, you know, it's got the picture of that bloke on the front who's real skinny and he's dying or whatever. I know people that look at it and they don't even see it now. So people kicked up about the plain packaging, all that sort of stuff. They're still buying the cigarettes.
Mm.
So it's not going to impact not having, you know, a logo on there or anything like that, or if that's the case. So I think this is great. I think kids need to see the effects of some of the food, the canteens and stuff particularly. I think that... Because you got $5 in your pocket at school, right?
Yeah.
You go there, what are you buying? Sweets.
Yeah, but a lot of school canteens, especially even when I was back in school, they actually changed it to be healthy canteens. So a lot of schools do have that. They offer sandwiches or wraps or salads, or the burgers that they offer are like a chicken burger with salad on it rather than a cheeseburger or a hamburger or something like that. So a lot of canteens do offer healthy options.
I get around that. And
try to push the healthy options as well. So.
Mid-North Coast schools, hit us up on our Facebook page if your canteen is healthy AF, because I would definitely plug the living daylights out of that, because we need more. Do you remember when Jamie Oliver did that thing around the US?
Yes.
I saw him in tears because he found cheaper alternatives to get kids eating healthier foods, and the schools didn't want to do it.
No.
So the uphill battle isn't even with the kids, really. It's with the adults that just don't want to change.
Yeah, it is very hard. So I understand that this putting graphic imaging on junk food may be a good thing. Maybe that's where we start.
Let's try it.
Let's see what happens.
Like I say, still going to eat me chocolate.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Bodge and Rach's Hit Review. The S is silent because we can't swear on radio.
Well, okay, it's going to be Rachel, an easy one today because Bodge has no idea. 13, 12, 16.
It wasn't on the run sheet. So can you explain how this goes so that I've got time to stall and think of a film? Go.
Right. What happens is the lovely Bodger will tell you a review, give you a review of a movie, and when you think you know the movie that he is talking about, you then call 13, 12, 16, first person through on the phones.
Yes.
Will win if they get it correct. Are you ready to go?
I'm absolutely not ready.
So too bad.
What are some of the other films I've done? Tell them.
No, I'm not telling them.
Tell them the things.
Just think of the first one that comes to mind.
All right, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Go for it.
Let's do it. I've got nothing. Right, Little Fella.
Yep.
Little Fella.
Which is how all of yours start.
lives in a cupboard.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Come on. 13, 12, 16. Mate, I know this one.
You don't. You don't know this one.
Someone's already
got
it.
Nick, jump on.
Someone's already got it.
Right.
Hello,
who are you?
Hit FM, who's this?
It's Kirstie.
Kirstie, do you know what it is?
I'm still listening to it. You need to say it again.
He said little fella lives in a cupboard.
In a cabin?
A cupboard.
Oh, in a cupboard. Maybe Harry Potter?
Bodge? Is that what it is?
I mean, I just...
Kirstie, you've won a double pass!
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
No, it's wrong.
It is not. It's Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. She wins.
Yeah, it's Harry Potter 2.
No, it wasn't.
It's Harry Potter 2.
What's the name of Harry Potter 2?
Number 2.
No, come on. Name it then if you think it's Harry Potter number 2.
Harry Potter and the Wizard's Cupboard.
No, Kirstie, you've won a double pass to Majestic Cinemas. Congratulations.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Stay on the line, lovely. We're going to the news right now.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Yeah, so something happened last night. My cousin has been visiting me for the last couple of days. Mm. And last night we went to see Deadpool 2.
Right.
And we get into the cinema. Gemma and I go to the, like, candy bar.
Okay, cool.
I got a choc mint chocked up.
Yeah.
And she got a bucket of popcorn.
Right.
We went and sit in at the cinema in the previews waiting for it. I take a big bite out of my choc top, start eating it. Next minute, she picks up about 3 things of popcorn and plonks them on top of my choc top.
Why would she do that? That's mental.
I tried it. Oh, it is good.
Mm.
So here I am. Every time I take a bite, I put my choc top back. My cousin picks up more popcorn, puts it back on my choc top. It was literally like a machine. Every time I had a bite of my choc top, yeah. I had popcorn on it.
I don't like that.
It was brilliant.
I like popcorn. I like choc top. I like them separately. Some foods I will experiment with. Other foods I like too much that I won't muck about with it.
What do you mean?
Like I like choc tops.
So you won't cross those two?
No, I would never, because I know I like it. I wouldn't put something in it and then risk not liking it.
See, I have heard of, like, candied popcorn in desserts.
Yes.
And I've also heard of people putting Maltesers into the warm popcorn and letting them melt. Oh. I've heard of that as well.
That's messy.
But I've never tried warm popcorn on top of a choc mint choc top, and I tell you now, it is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
Can I tell you my weird food combination?
What's your weird food combination?
Okay, so when I was at year 2 camp, so yep. I was 7 years old.
Oh, this isn't going to end well.
No, it is. It's fantastic. It's something I still do now.
Mm-hmm.
I had bacon.
Yep.
And I went up to the thing because I wanted some sauce. I'm like, there's no sauce left. I'm like, oh, Jimmy's taken the sauce. So I could see it over at his table. I'm like, that bloke, always having the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, what am I going to put on my bacon? I go, well, hang on a second. There's a little basket here full of, like, you know, jams and things. So I took some strawberry jams over and thought, well, it's the same colour, you know.
No.
Bung some of that on there. Best decision I ever made.
Well, I guess
strawberry jam on bacon is nuts.
Like, strawberry jam is sweet enough so it would kind of taste like maple bacon a little bit.
No, it tastes like strawberry bacon.
Yeah, but I don't know what strawberry...
I'm not willing to try that. Educate
maple
yourself.
Maple bacon I can handle.
Nah, educate yourself.
But that's what got me thinking of weird food combinations, and everyone has one. Everyone has a strange, weird food combination that they have. That's what I want to know about right now. Well, 13, 12, 16, what are your weird food combinations?
I get a bit of stick for not trying one that I think's quite weird, but apparently it's pretty standard.
Which
in Australia, anyway. Vegemite and cheese.
That's a staple.
No, it's not.
Vegemite and cheese is a staple.
It's mental.
I grew up on Vegemite and cheese sandwiches. Do you know how good it is?
That's mental.
Oh, no. And you need to try it.
And I used to eat Devon and sauce. I know what's in
Devon. Devon and sauce is good.
Yeah, but
Vegemite and cheese is better. Come on. That's not a weird food
combination. I'm just telling you, I haven't tried
13, 12, 16 with your weird food combination.
We'll be taking your calls next. Hit FM, Bodge and Rach.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
We were just having a chat about weird food combinations because I went to the movies last night with my cousin, and she decided to start putting warm popcorn on top of my choc top,
which I
discovered for the first time, and it was absolutely brilliant. And it was a choc mint choc top. So we put the call out on 13, 12, 16 for your weird food combinations. And Bree in Maxville has given us a call. Morning, Bree.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
And you have a weird food combination, Bree.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, when I go to McDonald's, I like getting the ice cream and the chips, and I dip the chips into the ice cream.
Oh, you are one of my best friends for saying that.
I think you tell everyone that. Bree, how old are you?
13.
I feel 13. Wow. I feel you're a visionary.
And she's already going down the right track, dipping the chips in the ice cream. Bree, do you dip it in a sundae or is it just normal ice cream?
Both.
Okay.
I'll tell you a handy hint, Bree. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Something that's going to blow your mind is if you go and ask them for a McFlurry, an M&M McFlurry with extra M&Ms and dip your chips in that. Oh. No. It is good.
No, I think you just go the stock standard chocolate sundae, warm chocolate fudge, bung a...
No. I like the other idea.
Yeah. She likes them.
Bree, have you ever heard the expression, never stop in the middle of a hoedown?
Bree, I love you.
I was giving you a food hoedown there, right, about what you should do. And what you did there is you done an interruption.
Hey, Bree, while we've got you on the phone, what school do you go to?
Maxville High.
Shout out to Maxville High this morning.
I might have to give the principal a call and get you chucked in detention.
Bree, have a good morning. Thank you.
Wow, that was nuts.
Continue with what you were saying. I want to hear your suggestion, even if Bree doesn't.
Instead of getting M&Ms, because you can't get an M&M on a chip, can you?
You can.
It's pretty hard because it's a soft chip. In,
or you put the M&M McFlurry in your mouth first and then eat the chip. Well, go on, what's your suggestion?
You get the hot chocolate fudge and you dip it in there like it's sauce. That's what I would do.
What, just the fudge?
Well, why not?
Put it in there with the... With a lot, ice cream as well.
Hot and cold. But we speaking of 13-year-olds, we did have James call up earlier on. He said he couldn't get on air because he'd be on the bus on the way to school as well. So the school kids are really getting involved today.
Oh, they love weird food combinations.
Yeah, and
it's so good.
He's in Bowerville, and he said that he got told to do a dare, right?
Yeah.
He melted chocolate and roast chicken, and he said it was delicious.
Can I say I've done the same thing?
Have you actually?
We used to have these things at school. They were called yummy drummings, and basically they were a big chicken nugget.
Ooh.
But it was a chicken nugget in the shape of a drumstick, like a chicken drumstick.
Yeah.
And I'd used to put Nutella on them.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'd like to try roast chicken.
It's actually a good idea.
Warm roast chicken with Nutella.
Oh,
I think I want to give that one a go.
So many ideas.
I would have gone Bree's, but I like the other idea better.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Konski nailed that. Just saying.
I've heard it before, if I'm honest.
DJ Konski nailed that.
Yeah.
But then again, you put Whitney Houston in anything and I'm going to be like, yeah!
Be honest, I've heard it before.
Sandy in Warhope on 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right.
What's going on, Sandy?
We're going a bit loopy. It's too early. It's too late. How's your Thursday going?
Yes, and charity. Pretty good.
Would your Thursday be better with $120, Sandy?
Truth it would.
Yes. Oh,
I'm glad you said truth.
Yes. How good is truth? Oh, right. Sandy, you've just made my day. Okay. 10 seconds on the clock. We need 5 answers from you. Ready to rock and roll?
Ready.
Okay. Sandy, inside these 10 seconds, I need you to name me 5 members of the Beckham family. Go.
Victoria, whatever your name is, Daniel Beckham. I can't even think of the kids' names at all.
Oh, time's up. Victoria, you got right. It's David. David Beckham.
He's the hot one. He's the hot one.
Isn't there a kid, Daniel, though?
No, unfortunately, his children, they've got four kids. Brooklyn Beckham is the oldest. Then it's Romeo Beckham. Cruz Beckham is the third oldest. Those three are all boys. And then his daughter, who is named Harper, and her middle name is Seven, which was the number that he wore playing for Manchester United.
Do you know what, Sandy? Okay. There's no shame in not being able to pick mental names.
Oh, they're not mental.
Harper's not too bad, but
Sandy's like, Struth, they are mental.
Sandy, if you were having a conversation with a loved one saying, what are you going to call your kid? What about the second name? What are you going to give it something nice? Maybe, you know, granddad's middle name, something to, you know, go back to old family
like
values.
My boys have.
Yeah. Or would you go, oh, I wore number seven in the sports team I played for. We'll call it that.
No.
It's a bit mental.
He is one of the greatest footballers of all time. He wore number seven for England and for Manchester United. Yep. You are not denying that poor...
Look, he may be a good footballer, but he names kids like a Hmong. So there you go.
Harper Seven is beautiful. No, I'm sorry, I disagree with both of you. Sandy, I do love you, though. Thank you so much for giving us a call.
No, these strange, weird names are pretty out there.
Yeah, this is true. Have a good day.
Have a good one, Sandy.
Right. Rachel, you
How
can't
dare
stick
you
up
insult
a...
David Beckham's choice
the hell
of
I
names.
I'll do whatever the hell I want.
He played for Man United, but I still love him.
Yeah, no one else does. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Let me start off by saying something weird happened last night. I don't want to talk any more about it after I've said it.
So you don't want to say what it was?
Look, a green... I literally was laying in bed and a green light literally flashed across the room and made this really weird sort of... metallic sound. I'm not into space and aliens and rubbish like that. So I know you are, and
well,
you're into all that sort of stuff.
Well, let me tell you something, Bodge.
But because I'm only saying it because you told me this morning.
A story has come across my Facebook.
That's the authority of everything, Facebook.
Well, it's actually from Nine News, so it's a journalistic source. Three mysterious signals within 1 week have been detected from the Parkes Radio Telescope.
Right.
The same telescope that helped with, was it Apollo 11 or Apollo 13?
I don't know.
Can't even remember. It was one of the Apollos. Apologies.
Creed?
I should have got that right. No.
Okay.
Now, astronomers or astrologists...
Whatever.
I can't remember which
one. It'd be astronomers.
Wow, this is...
Astrologists are the ones that do star signs.
Right, astronomer. An astronomer has come out and said that they are incredibly energetic signals, and they basically have the energy levels of the entire sun, but in the blink of an eye.
Mm.
Now, he's also said that they may not... Why you would say this, I don't know, because obviously it's aliens. Potentially could be exploding stars off in another galaxy or stars that are colliding. So we all know that, well, actually maybe not we all know, but our sun is a star. And what happens is those stars grow, then they go supernova and they go boom.
Yes.
Over millions and millions and millions of years. So that's what they're saying it possibly could be. But they're saying it's almost unheard of to have three of these hugely energetic signals within 1 week.
Right. So what does it mean?
It's aliens.
I don't think it's aliens. All I know is I was laying in bed last night and it was like a it was a white light with a green hue, if you like, around the outside, and just flew across. And I'm like, what the hell?
So,
I didn't take anything. I didn't eat anything weird. I didn't have oranges before bed because they give you nightmares, apparently. I didn't do any of that.
All I'm saying is it's a little bit coincidental that that happened to you, and now...
You know I don't buy into any of
that. There's a story
crap
coming out. Do you know that one of my friends believes that she's been abducted, and she scared the crap out of me?
Why? What are you talking about?
She scared the absolute crap out of me because she believed that.
Mm.
She still does to this day. Mm. She showed me a photo of a marking. She woke up one morning and she had a mark on her thigh. It looked like a burn mark almost.
Okay.
Anyway, she Googled it and she found all these people all over the world that had the exact same burn mark as her.
Do you know what it is? She's probably walked into an oven, like the corner of an oven or something, while it's on. Or she's walked into a tray that was in the oven.
See, I just think that the universe is that big that there's no way.
You think she's been branded by it, like Spock and his mates?
She Googled it.
Go on.
Look.
Tell me what...
No.
Who was it?
We actually got a I've actually spoken to a woman that believes that she can talk to aliens, and we asked her about it. Apparently, Alana got branded. That's what she's
Wouldn't
saying.
Would you feel it?
Anyway.
You'd feel it, surely.
Anyway, well, they can, like, doctors can
have you,
knock
can you
out.
Get her to send me a picture of it so I can Google it?
No, I don't think she has the photo anymore.
Oh,
it was years
not.
Ago.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't have the photo of the branding. She's got no skin.
I saw it with my own eyes.
Well, tell her to take another one.
No, because it's not there anymore. It disappeared. The branding went. It, like, disappeared like a burn mark. Anyway, some cool stuff's going on at Parkes Telescope. Mm. I think it's aliens.
Well, I'm going to get onto them because I want to know what the hell was in my bedroom last night. It certainly wasn't just me.
Well, I don't. But do you really think the astronomers at Parkes Telescope will know that, or maybe we should get someone on that believes in aliens?
If I describe it and just say, "Look, mate, a big light flew across my room.
How made big
a
was it?
It was like a long light. It started one place and it moved across and it sort of had a little trail and it freaked me out.
Oh, I love this.
And do you know how, if you're sitting there listening to this right now and going, it didn't happen, I don't believe in it either. It's a load of tot.
I'd probably sound like the loopy one here.
You are
morning.
The loopy one. I'm but not I, the loopy but do you know one. What? The stupid thing is I still saw and heard it and it flew across my room. I was like, yeah.
Right. I got it.
Go on.
It's not aliens.
What?
It's not you going crazy.
Go on.
It's Tinkerbell.
Oh.
Here we go.
Obviously.
Get stuff.
Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.